cinematic works on the Islamic Revolution. In the name of God, Salam and welcome to the program. Heartiest felicitations, dear listeners, on the advent of the 41st anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. On the ninth day of the 10-day dawn, we present you the ninth episode of the Fajr special series. Our topic today is cinematic works on the Islamic Revolution. Please stay tuned. The victory of the Islamic Revolution changed every condition in the society. The silver screen was no exception in this regard. We are already in the fifth decade of the Islamic Revolution. Over the past four decades, Iranian cinematographers have created valuable works which have drawn global attention. Some of these films have focused on the events of the Iranian people's grassroots movement against the British-installed and American-supported tyrannical Pahlavi regime and try to relate the history of the Islamic Revolution in an attractive way. These films were made in two periods. The first period were the early years of the Islamic Revolution, beginning from 1979 till mid-1980s. These works seem to have been produced in a hurried manner, yet because of closeness to the events of the revolution and the commitment to realities, they were valuable. Among these early films was Collapse of 57, directed by Barbo Taheri and focusing on the last 6 months of Pahlavi rule till the triumph of the Islamic Revolution. Another of these films was Khun Baresh or Blood Rain, produced by Amir Qavidel on the clashes between the Shah's army and the people of Tehran on September 8, 1978. It shows that three soldiers leave their posts and join the ranks of people. Of the films produced in the second year after victory of the Islamic Revolution were Long Live by Khosrow Sinai, Rise of Blast by Parviz Nuri, From Shout to Terror by Mansour Tehrani, Soldier of Islam by Aman Manteghi. The film Long Live was more noteworthy. It was screened in 1980. The theme of the film was about the impact of the Islamic Revolution on a wealthy family. Mahmoud is an engineer who dislikes politics. One day, one of the revolutionaries take refuge in his house, and the film continues on the basis of conversation of the two characters. The film Sentenced to Death was made by Mohammad Baqir Khosravi in 1981. It was about a man who would sometimes shoot with a pistol at the photo of the Shah on the currency note and target his eyes. As these notes were scattered among the people, the Shah's dreaded spying and torture apparatus, Savak, starts widespread effort to find the man as a saboteur. Another film was Blood Season by Habib Kavush. The film concentrates on a number of fishermen active in the northern Caspian Sea coast of the country. The fisheries organization and Savak take various measures to prevent them. First, they arrest Torab, who was a known figure among people. They torture him and attack his family. They even attack the fishermen at night and try to sow discord among people.
Hello,
In the second half of 1980s, the Iranian cinema gradually found its way as an organized and orderly institution. The film Spider's House by Alireza Davutnejad was a remarkable work in this period. The film is about the U.S. air expedition that was miraculously destroyed in the sands of Tabas in a desert storm. Four men who were related with the toppled regime have gathered at the villa expecting the success of the stealth American coup. On learning of the failure of the attempted American air raid, the four horrified Iranian traitors kill each other on the fear of being arrested. Another film was Soil and Blood, directed by Kamran Qadakchian. It is about the wrongs done on villagers by landlords and feudal heads of villages. The film Rooted in Blood by Cyrus Alvand had a different theme. It was about the scandalous ratification of capitulation bill in 1963 by the Shah's rubber stamp on elected parliament and the start of the people's struggles against it under the leadership of the father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him. The film Protocols by Mehdi Fakhrizadeh was one of the most watched works. The film is about a revolutionary man called Tohid. By mistake, the Savak agents arrest another man named Hassan, who bears a resemblance to Tohid. Because of his resemblance to Tohid, the arrested man Hassan decides to impersonate Tohid to the best of his ability and gives a TV interview. As a result, he becomes very rich, but later on, he regrets his action. After speaking against the Shah, Hassan is detained again and executed. Train was one of the memorable films on the Islamic Revolution, which was made in 1988. It won raving reviews from the critics and drew record number of viewers. The script was written and directed by Amir Qavidel. It is about a locomotive driver called Fulad who takes a fuel train to Isfahan. As the workers of oil and railroad go on a strike, he changes the direction of the train toward cold regions. The army enters the scene to take back the cargo, but Fulad, with the help of his assistants, is determined to take the train to its destination. People accord a warm welcome for the train's arrival, but the driver succumbs to his injuries in the last moments. The film O Iran by Nasser Taghvai was made in 1989. It is about a captain who, during the events leading to the Islamic Revolution, harasses the people in the northern Mosul town with very strict laws and regulations. He declares martial law for the region under his control. The salesmen, teachers, and students, however, oppose him. Concurrent with the Shah's escape from Iran, the people attack the outpost under his control where he was holding ceremony for promotion. One of the important issues in the early years of after victory of the Islamic Revolution was the presence of anti-revolutionary groups, which tried to kick up chaos among people. Assassination of the innocent people and competent officials, creation of insecurity in the cities and sabotage operations were among their measures to defeat the Islamic Revolution. They were so brazen that they even collaborated with Saddam in the last days of the imposed war against the Islamic Republic of Iran. The Iranian cinematographers have also embarked on making films on this issue. The two films, The Midday Account and The Blood Trace by Mohammad Hossein Mahdavian, focus on the assassinations After the Revolution by MKO terrorist grouplet. The first film begins with the terrorist attacks of this outfit and shows the clashes that had intensified after the dismissal of President Abul Hassan Bani Sadr by the parliament for his gross incompetence. Then the MKO focuses on assassination of top officials. Thus, the intelligence and security forces concentrate their efforts on detention of these terrorist mercenaries. The second film, Blood Trace, is about the events after Iran's acceptance of UNSC Resolution 598 in 1988 and Mersad operation. The Iranian security forces notice the infiltration of MKO elements in the Western Front and confront them. Little by little, the border clashes take place, which lead to the annihilation of the MKO terrorists. These were just a list of the works that have been made on the Islamic Revolution and the imposed war. Many thanks for being with us, and goodbye.